This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Well, you're listening to Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. We're talking with Tom Sackey. He is the founder of TerraCycle, founder and CEO. TerraCycle, a recycling company that's been on the news, has been on Jay Leno, has been on Oprah. This guy's been everywhere, including on the cover of Ink magazine. And he's in his office there at TerraCycle. Where are you guys, in New Jersey, Tom?
Yeah, we're in Trenton, New Jersey. That's where we're headquartered. And ever since initially we started in Princeton, which is where I was going to school. That was our first office, and then Trenton, and ever since then here.
Is there a lot more trash there than the normal part of the world? Is that what it is?
No. I mean, we're a national business, so it's not necessarily that it's garbage is what attracted us here. Trenton is very close to Princeton, so I was looking at something nearby, and it's an inner city, so it really fulfills a lot of our social goals. And it's also being an inner city; it also makes things a little bit more affordable to be able to operate in.
I love a man who says he's attracted by garbage. That's a wonderful thing. But in the recycling business, it's perfect, right? So tell us.
It is. You got to chase waste, right?
Yeah, right. Tell us now, along the way, you've been 12 years. You started out at 21, young man, and now you're in, you said, 21 countries around the world, going to do about $20 million this year. What have you learned along the way? What are some of the big lessons that you've learned?
Well, I think, some of the really big ones are you have to be flexible with your business model, especially if you have a business model that is totally new. In other words, there aren't other examples that you can look at for what happens, how does it trend, and so on. And, TerraCycle started as a consumer product company wanting to make products out of garbage. When Ink first wrote about us, we were basically taking organic waste, feeding it to worms, putting that in used soda bottles, and selling it still as a consumer product company, even though it's highly innovative. And we realized over time that we have to really listen to what the market says and aggressively evolve our business model. I think aggressive evolution is really important. And so, as we grew, about 6 years into the business, we shifted. And instead of focusing the business question on what type of product do we want to make and then taking the very best garbage for it, we take any type of garbage, and that's how we could get into things like cigarette butts or used diapers or chewing gum, and figuring out how do we create a collection process and a solution process that makes business sense. And then our product effectively became our output. Another really important learning during the process was if you're a disruptive company and looking for fast growth, focus only on what you know best and what's unique to you, and outsource absolutely everything else. And so as an example for us, we used to make everything, had 300 workers in a factory, and today everything is outsourced, and it allowed us to grow and be much more faster and be significantly more nimble.
Well, it's all good advice. I mean, I'm learning some of that myself along the way too. I love that you have this TV show, that you're becoming the media a little bit. Again, you can find more about his TV show at Pivot, PIVOT.TV, and you can see more about Tom at TerraCycle.com. And I can't wait to see this TV show because I happen to like recycling. Listen, when I remodeled my house, I put in a recycling bin so we could, do a little bit of recycling, do our part in the world, I think people naturally are looking at, we should be doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, look, there's a number of things to do when you're looking at recycling just as a consumer. The first is look up what is recyclable municipally and do that properly. The second is take part with TerraCycle. Go to TerraCycle's website. There's a lot of free programs that are funded by major consumer product companies or retailers. And there's also some paid versions depending, what's out there, what type of garbage you want to see recycled. And then the most important thing, though, is look at how you buy, because really what leads to the garbage problem is buying too much stuff that we don't use. And I think if we really looked at how to buy differently, we can really solve a lot of the garbage problems before they even become issues.
Yeah, no question. The TV show is called Human Resources, and it's on Pivot TV. I invite you guys to watch it. I'm going to go watch it myself. Last question, Human Resources is the name of your show. How best do you deal with your human resources you have there at work? I mean, it's not the easiest job to teach people, what's good and what's trash, right?
No, absolutely. Human resources is a critical aspect of any function, of any job. And, especially in a young company that has to evolve from having no HR to having robust HR, You know, the biggest thing I've learned as a lesson is you have to assume that even though you try to keep everything secret, you know, like salaries and so on, everything will be transparent at some point in the other. I call it the photocopy principle, which is just imagine if your head of HR left, you know, the entire salary sheet in the photocopier and forgot it there.
Right.
And if you assume that, you're going to come up with a really good HR policy. We really try to make everything very mathematical, very transparent, and make very few exceptions so that people feel fairness. And I think that's very, very important versus trying to treat everyone as a unique case.
That's awesome. Good advice from one of our cover stories way back in around 2006-7, sometime there. Tom Zaki, he is founder and CEO of TerraCycle. TerraCycle.com, again, the TV show now, Human Resources on Pivot TV. Tom, thank you. Congratulations.
Thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
Love these kind of stories. Love recycling, too. This is Ink Radio. We'll be right back.
It takes a whiskey drink. It takes a vodka drink. It takes a lager drink. It takes a cider drink.
This show is presented in part by Brembo, the choice of champions. We'll be right back.